Wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
So there's lots of traditions that happen around Halloween time here in Northern California. Gavin did one over the weekend with his family. What do you want to say about this, Gavin?
So my wife and I last year, because we had essentially a newborn, didn't do any of the Northern California fall stuff.
Okay.
So we felt bad about it around early December. And then this year we're like, okay, we're going to do it all.
Okay.
Do it all. Last week, Apple Hill.
Sure.
Cross off the list.
Check.
This year, Bishop's Pumpkin Farm.
Okay.
Or this past weekend. And I got to tell you, people are bitches.
What?
All they want to do is just complain. Bishop's, big corporate Bishop's Pumpkin Farm isn't paying me to say this.
Okay.
But I'm going to defend them.
Okay.
When we were there, people couldn't stop walking around complaining and bitching about how Bishop's raised the prices on everything. And some stuff that used to be free is that now you got to pay for it.
Okay.
They couldn't stop complaining about it.
Okay.
But everything was improved.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question, and I do not mean to sound snarky or rude. How much can you really improve a pumpkin patch?
Great question.
Okay.
First of all, they brought in a team of Oscar winners to write the script for the puppet show. No, I don't. The puppet show was terrible. It went on for too long.
Did you have to pay for it?
No.
Okay.
But
you could have just left, I think. They're puppets. I can't see you.
You tell my son that we're not going to find out if Petey wins the race and gets the cookie recipe back. You tell him that. Look at his little innocent face and say it doesn't matter.
They were racing for pink slips. They were racing for recipes.
Yes. The grand prize was a recipe, and they had to keep it out of the hands of the evil Baron Von Baker Schnapp or whatever his name was.
This is Fast and Furious 10.
Gavin grades the puppet show D minus.
Okay.
Anyway, but the petting zoo? When's the last time you were there?
If not last year, the year before.
Okay, so you remember the petting zoo? Remember what it looked like? And it was free. Okay? You don't. Okay. Well, there was a petting zoo, and it was always a mess. It was always too crowded. Like the it was dirty over there and stuff like that. Like dirtier than like a normal petting zoo, okay? And now, first of all, there's a building that they built where it's like a holding room where you go in and you watch a movie on like 5 flat screens about how to act when you're in the petting zoo.
Okay,
and this is a holding room. And the reason why is because they don't want to let too many people in. So they have to wait for people to come out and then you can go in.
Okay. Because you don't want to be rushed.
Exactly.
And have too many people there when you're trying to pet
a goat.
Very bristly haired goat.
Right. So by doing that, you have now made the experience 10 times better because it's not crowded and you can walk around and you don't have to worry about losing your kid or having your kid trampled by a big fat guy, you know, or something like that. That's really excited to see the llama, you know? So like now everything was redone, everything was rebuilt, and like it was great. And then we leave and we were talking about how great that was.
So
and
was that
yes,
the only
now
thing
you have to
that was made better?
No, I mean, a couple things. It looks like they repainted some stuff, and the food seemed like it was improved a little bit. But people just complaining. And I know that this is the pot calling the kettle black, because complaining is my bread and butter.
Okay, I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to.
But Bishop's Pumpkin Farm was free. It was free before. Like, God forbid, it's still free. You don't have to go, first of all. Second of all, you can walk it there. You don't have to park. And if you don't park, there's no fee to enter it.
Oh, there isn't?
No. And then have a fun day of doing whatever.
Ride the train. Slide down a metal slide.
I mean, whatever you want. The train costs money, but the slide's free. You know, so like, anyway.
I mean, if it's hot, you can't get on it because it like hurts you.
But I was like, can they not make money? Are we against that? Stupid Bishop's Pumpkin Farm charging me $3 to feed the goats? Yes! They're charging you $3 to feed the goats.
What if you fed the goats $3?
Oh, that'd be great.
They would eat it, too.
I know. Yeah.
And then the whole time you're laughing like, don't do that, goat. That's not food.
It's the Wake-Up Call.